طيب، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، all praises due to Allah, and as such we praise Him. We ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions and all those who follow them on the righteous path until the day of judgment. We dealt in our last discussion with the quality of hearing and the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal hears. And we said that it is divided actually into two main categories, and then they are divided into, one of them is divided into subcategories. Who can help us with a quick reminder concerning that division? Yes, sir.
For Sam'a?
Sam'a, yes.
For Sam'a. For Sam'a, it is, there were two categories. One, that it is, it's not, it's ijabah, i.e. Allah listen and He respond.
Right, ijabah to du'a. Ijabah,
okay. And second, it is sot, the hearing.
The hearing, right.
And then hearing is subdivided into three categories.
Right.
Ta'id, ta'kid, and ihata.
The first one was?
Which was ta'kid, which is threatening.
No, tahdeed.
Tahdeed, sorry.
It's okay.
Tahdeed,
threatening, good.
And then ta'id, which is for support.
Right.
And then ihata, which is his encompassment of his knowledge.
Beautiful. Beautifully said. Is that, do you agree with that, Mr. Ibrahim?
Yes, yes.
Good. Alhamdulillah, so the scholars have have agreed. So we have no difference of opinion here. Tayyib, so that's clear. Okay, Allah's hearing is two main categories. First, Allah responds to your supplication. And an example for that is when you say, when you get up from ruku', سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. Allah hears the one who praises Him, which means that He hears in such a way where He will respond to you. Otherwise, merely hearing is something that Allah Azza wa Jal does to all of the creation. Anyone, any sound that is generated is heard by Allah. But in this context, hearing meaning the dua will be answered.
Response.
Is that clear? Prophet ﷺ used to say, among the things he sought refuge from, وَدُعَاءٌ لَا يُسْمَعُ, and a supplication that is not heard. What is intended, a dua that is not answered. Otherwise, if you make dua, Allah inevitably hears you. Right or wrong? That's sam' as far as encompassing the sound. But responding to your supplication, granting you what you're asking for, this is a particular meaning from the same word sam'. Is that clear? طيب. That's what happens when you miss a few classes. Things get a little confusing. Anyway, so we're done with that. Today or tonight, inshallah ta'ala, we'll be dealing with the we mentioned actually ayat al-alaq, right? Alam ya'lam bi-anna allaha yara, verse 14. And we mentioned the context that it, most of the scholars say that it's concerning Abu Jahl alayhi la'natullah. وفي هذه الآية إثبات صفة الرؤية لله عز وجل. We said in this ayah we confirm the quality of seeing for Allah عز وجل. والرؤية المضافة إلى الله لها معنيان. المعنى الأول العلم، والمعنى الثاني رؤية المبصرات، يعني إدراكها بالبصر. Now vision concerning Allah, when we attribute it to Allah Azza wa Jal, it has two meanings. It's two main categories. First, knowledge. When we say that Allah sees, one of the meanings that it is used is that means that Allah knows. The second meaning is actually seeing that which is visible. Okay, which is again encompassing with sight, like hearing. Remember, Allah hears all sounds. Here, Allah sees all things. Yeah, well, which is visible and which is invisible. عالم الغيب والشهادة. الغيب, the unseen. الشهادة, from شهد الشيء, witnessed, that which is witnessed. So He knows the unseen and that which is witnessed. So Allah sees everything. So then two meanings, either knowledge or actual vision of things. فمن الأول an example of the first. قوله تعالى عن يوم القيامة إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا. Everybody knows this ayah in Surah Al-Ma'arij, verses 6 and 7. Indeed, they see it as distant, but we see it as near. Speaking of what?
Qiyamah.
Qiyamah. Eh. They see it. Now, do you see the Day of Judgment right now? Do you see it like a distance, far? No. It's not something that is visual in a, you know, in a sense of, in a literal sense. What is intended is that you consider it, your knowledge of it, as if it's far. Right? Where Allah's knowledge, because of Allah's knowledge, He knows that the Day of Judgment is just near. Prophet ﷺ used to say, بُعِثُ أَنَا وَالسَّاعَةَ كَهَاتَيْنِ. And he used to join his index finger with his middle finger. I was resurrected, I was sent forth, actually, let me use the better translation, I was sent for along with the hour, like that. Meaning the time between the Prophet ﷺ and the Day of Judgment is like, this is how close it is. Because we've already had hundreds of centuries, right? Thousands and millions of people have inhabited the earth, and the last ummah is the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is just the last thing before the Day of Judgment. So we're just around the corner. طيب فالرؤية هنا رؤية العلم. يقول الشيخ رحمه الله then seeing here is the seeing of knowledge. لأن اليوم ليس جسما يرى, because the day is not a physical body which you see. وأيضا هو لم يكن بعد, هو لم يكن بعد فمعنى ونراه قريبا أي نعلمه قريبا. And it is not far in a sense that is distance wise, rather what is intended is that we know, Allah says that we know that it is near, we know that it is near. وأما قوله ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى فهي صالحة لأن تكون بمعنى العلم وبمعنى الرؤية البصرية. طيب, now the ayah which we had, now we all agreed that إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا strictly means knowledge. The ru'ya here, نَرَاهُ يَرَوْنَهُ وَنَرَاهُ, صح؟ طيب, the ayah أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى, which one is it? Is it knowledge? Or if you read it in Arabic, no.
Knowledge.
Is it knowledge or is it vision? Seeing physically. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Does he not know that Allah sees? Here, رؤية. Actually, the Shaykh said it can entertain both. It could be, it's applicable to both. It could be knowledge that Allah knows what Abu Jahl is doing, and that Allah Azza wa Jal sees what Abu Jahl is doing. So both meanings are acceptable. وَإِذَا كَانَتْ صَالِحَةٌ لَهُمَا وَلَا مُنَافَاتَ بَيْنَهُمَا وَجَبَ أَن تُحْمَلَ عَلَيْهِمَا جَمِيعًا. And the principle we said in tafsir, if the wording or the text can accommodate more than one meaning and they are compatible and there is no contradiction between them, then you must accept both. Huh? You interpret the ayah according to the all possible interpretations, as long as there's no conflict or contradictions between them. Is that clear? Very important principle in tafsir. So in this case, we say both. Inna Allah yara, Allah sees. Wa ay ya'lamu ma yaf'alu hadha ar-rajul wa ma yaqulu wa yarahu aydan. Meaning Allah knows what this man is doing and what he's saying, and Allah sees him as well. Right or wrong? Now why do we say that? Why is that meaning acceptable and strong? Because if we were to say that Allah sees only, and we were to confine the meaning, that means if the man said something, it's not known. You see what I'm saying? Time out. The ayah says, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Does he not know that Allah sees? If the meaning was strictly seeing, then something that the man would have said would not be included in that. Whereas when we interpret it as yara meaning knows, that whether the man says something or does something, then all of them are included under the knowledge of Allah. You see what I'm saying? That's why that meaning is more broad than the second, so we accept both simultaneously, meaning at the same time. But this was the fifth ayah. Al-ayah to sadisa, that's it with the ayah. We're done with it. Yes. Now we're going to the sixth ayah. Surah Al-Shu'ara, verses 218, 219, and 220. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, since it's more than one. الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Who sees you, the one who sees you when you arise, and your movement among those who prostrate in the salah. Indeed, he is the hearing, the knowing. Allah Azza wa Jal. So the shahid, الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ. Now I want you to learn the words, ya akhwan. Make it an Arabic class along with the ta'aqidah class. We've been dealing with ru'ya, yara. So we had, إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ. Huh? Now pay attention to the word so you will know it. وعليكم السلام. حسنا. قبل هذه الآية قوله وتوكل على العزيز الرحيم. And what preceded that, these three ayahs, was the ayah number 217, and rely upon the exalted and might, the merciful. This was a command to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالرُؤْيَا هُنَا رُؤْيَةُ الْبَصَرِ. The Shaykh said, in this ayah, it is the vision, the sight, the physical sight, and not the knowledge. لِأَنَّ قَوْلَهُ الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ لَا تَصُحُّ أَن تَكُونَ بِمَعْنَى الْعِلْمِ. Because in this ayah, it is not feasible that the intent behind ru'ya is ilm. It's not harmonious. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمْ بِهِ حِينَ يَقُومُ وَقَبْلَ أَنْ يَقُومُ. Because Allah knows about him before he arises and after he arises. Right? وَأَيْضًا لِقَوْلِهِ وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ وَهُوَ يُؤَيِّدُ أَنَّ الْمُرَادَ بِالرُّؤْيَا هُنَا رُؤْيَةُ الْبَصَرِ. And also the next ayah, and he sees you when you among those who prostrate. Your movement among those who prostrate. This also supports the meaning that it is the physical vision. Seeing meaning the physical being, right? That's what I mean. Meaning Allah seeing the physical creation, right? We're not explaining Allah's vision. It's just Allahu A'lam. ومعنى الآية أن الله تعالى يراه حين يقوم حين يقوم للصلاة وحده وحين يتقلب في الصلاة مع الساجدين في صلاة الجماعة. And the meaning of the ayah is that Allah sees him when he's praying on his own. الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ. On his own. وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ. And he sees you while you are moving among with the other brothers in the jama'ah. So whether the Prophet ﷺ is praying alone or he's praying in the jama'ah with the Muslims, then Allah Azza wa Jal is observing him. Right? And this is a special kind of observation. Otherwise Allah sees all of us, whether we are home or elsewhere. But this is a special addressed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the virtue that Allah has given him in comparison to the other prophets and messengers, let alone the average person in this ummah. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. أي الله الذي يراك حين تقوم هو السميع العليم. Meaning Allah, the one who sees you, is the hearing, the knowing. Avoid that. Avoid the gestures, because they may take us, you know, dangerous paths. وفي الآية هنا ضمير الفصل هو من فوائد الحصر. فهل الحصر هنا حقيقي بمعنى أنه حصر لا يوجد شيء من المحصور في غير المحصور فيه أو هو إضافي؟ This is technical, we will bypass it. الجواب هو إضافي من وجه حقيقي, إضافي من وجه حقيقي من وجه. Again, لأن المراد بالسميع هنا هو ذو السمع الكامل المدرك لكل مسموع. وهذا هو الخاص بالله عز وجل. Okay. Basically, just to summarize, because this is a little technical. هو, that pronoun, right? We don't know in English. Damir, exactly. Inshallah. This particular Damir, right, huwa, the Shaykh saying, is it one that is exclusive to Allah? Innahu huwa, it is He, the all-hearing, the all-knowing, or is it something that actually the meaning may entertain others as well, who may be included in the quality of hearing? The Shaykh said, actually, in this context, the ultimate form of hearing is what is intended to be exclusive to Allah. Innahu was sami' in the ultimate way, meaning the one who hears everything, everywhere, no matter where it is and what it is heard by Allah. This is what this quality of hearing which we share. Don't you hear me? But your hearing is limited and deficient. You don't hear what's going on in the next room. You don't hear what's going on elsewhere. Whereas Allah Azza wa Jal's hearing is the ultimate. So even though we share the name or a part of the quality, an inferior conception of the quality, the ultimate quality belongs to Allah alone. Right. Now, والحصر بهذا الاعتبار حقيقي أما مطلق السمع فقد يكون من الإنسان. As for regular hearing, it could be done by the human being. كما في قوله تعالى إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا. Indeed, we created man from a sperm, drop mixture. Then we that we may try him, and we made him hearing and seeing. So the same quality, سميعا بصيرا, was given to the human being. فجعل الله تعالى الإنسان سميعا بصيرا وكذلك العليم. فإن الإنسان عليم. Similarly, we say about knowledge, even a human being is knowledgeable. كما قال الله تعالى وبشروه بغلام عليم. And they gave him glad tidings of a knowledgeable boy. This was to who? Yahya or Ibrahim? Yahya or Ibrahim? Yahya. Ha, maybe. What brothers remember? This is Surah Al-Dhariyat. We have to look it up and see whether this is Yahya being given to Zakaria. No, this ayah I'm quoting, Habibi, is in Surah Al-Dhariyat. So I'm asking, I believe from what I remember, this is the angels addressing Ibrahim, that he will be given that particular son, which will be Ishaq in this case. But I don't know if it's Zakaria or Yahya, Allahu A'lam. We will check anyways. لكن العلم المطلق أي الكامل خاص بالله سبحانه وتعالى فالحصر بهذا الاعتبار حقيقي. So anyways, this is a realistic exclusiveness in terms that the ultimate knowledge belongs to Allah, even though the human being may share a minor quality, you know, similar quality of that of Allah Azza wa Jal. نعم. وفي هذه الآية الجمع بين السمع والرؤية. And this ayah, we actually have a combination between hearing and seeing. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. طيب. The seventh ayah. الآية السابعة. قوله وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And say, do as you will, for Allah will see your deeds, and so will His Messenger and the believers. والذي قبل هذه الآية, then the Shaykh mentioned the ayat that were quoted or they were revealed prior to this ayah. خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها وصل عليهم إن صلاتك سكن لهم والله سميع عليم. ألم يعلموا أن الله هو يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويأخذ الصدقات وأن الله هو التواب الرحيم. Take from the wealth a charity by which you purify them and pray for them, make dua for them. That will purify them and cause them to increase, and make dua for them. Verily, your supplication is means of protection and peace for them. Verily Allah is the all-hearing, all-knowing. Do they not know that it is Allah who accepts the repentance from His servants, and He takes the charity, and that Allah is the one who accepts the repentance, the most merciful? This was all in Surah At-Tawbah, verses 103, 104, and the one that we'll be using for our discussion by the Shaykh is 105. But these were the ayat that were quoted before that. في هذه الآية يقول فسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله والمؤمنون قال ابن كثير وغيره قال مجاهد هذا وعيد يعني من الله تعالى للمخالفين أوامره بأن أعمالهم ستعرض عليه وعلى الرسول والمؤمنين وهذا كائن لا محالة يوم القيامة وقد يظهر الله ذلك للناس في الدنيا. Ibn Kathir and others and Mujahid, all these are from the Mufassirin and that are known. Mujahid is from the Tabi'in. They said, يعني, this is a threat from Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning to those who disobey His command, that their deeds shall be presented to Allah, His Messenger, and the believers. And inevitably this will happen when? On the Day of Judgment. Right? لِتَكُونَ the ayah, لِتَكُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا. So the Ummah will be shaheed, shuhada, upon the other nations, and then the Prophet ﷺ will be shaheed upon the Ummah. Right? لِتَكُونُ شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونُ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. So you may be witnesses over the rest of the nations. So then on the Day of Judgment, deeds will be presented. And so he will be seen by Allah, His Messenger, and the believers. For those who, the hypocrites and their likes, the sinful ones. So the Shaykh said, now this, هذا كائن لا محالة يوم القيامة. This is happening inevitably on the Day of Judgment. وَقَدْ يُظْهِرُ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الدُّنْيَا. And Allah may allow the people to see some of that in the dunya. Where the person's hypocrisy, his evil ways, he may be exposed in front of the people and khalas, you know, he becomes destroyed. وَالرُّؤْيَا هُنَا شَامِلَ لِلْعِلْمِيَّةِ وَالْبَصَرِيَّةِ. And vision here encompasses both knowledge and seeing. فَفِي الْآيَةِ إِثْبَاتُ الرُّؤْيَا بِمَعْنَيَيْهَا الرُّؤْيَا الْعِلْمِيَّةِ وَالرُّؤْيَا الْبَصَرِيَّةِ. So on this ayah, we affirm both meanings of رُؤْيَا. The one dealing with knowledge and the other one dealing with the actual vision. Is that clear? I hope no one's confused. The Shaykh now will summarize. وَخُلَاصَةُ مَا سَبَكَ مِنْ صِفَتَيِّ السَّمْعِ وَالرُّؤْيَا أَنَّ السَّمْعَ يَنْقَسِمَ إِلَى قِسْمَيْنِ يَنْقَسِمُ إِلَى قِسْمَيْنِ وَاحِدْ سَمْعٌ بِمَعْنَى الْإِسْتِجَابَةِ وَالثَّانِي وَسَمْعٌ بِمَعْنَى إِدْرَاقُ الصَّوْتِ. The Shaykh said, in conclusion, to summarize, hearing is divided into two main categories. The first, hearing meaning responding to the supplication. And the second one is encompassment of sounds, of all sounds. وَأَنَّ إِدْرَاقَ الصَّوْتِ ثَلَاثَةُ أَقْسَامٍ. And then the encompassment of sound is three categories. رُؤْيَا, نعم, and we mentioned that, right? تَهْدِيد, تَهْدِيد, threat. تَأْيِيد, aid, support. And إِدْرَاقُ الصَّوْتِ, like the one that was arguing with the Prophet ﷺ concerning her husband. طيب. وَكَذَلِكَ الرُّؤْيَا تَنْقَسِمُ إِلَى قِسْمَيْنِ. Similarly, رُؤْيَا is divided into two categories. رُؤْيَا بِمَعْنَى الْعِلْمِ, seeing in the meaning of knowledge. وَرُؤْيَا بِمَعْنَى إِدْرَاقُ الْمُبْصِرَاتِ. And the other meaning is to encompass vision, sight. وَكُلُّ ذَلِكَ ثَابِتٌ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And all that is confirmed to Allah Azza wa Jalla. All these are confirmed and affirmed in the Quran and the Sunnah. والرؤية التي بمعنى إدراك المبصرات ثلاثة أقسام. Now similarly, and this makes it easy for you inshallah, the same way the hearing which deals with encompassing sounds is three categories, is the same thing with vision. Vision, the second category of vision, which is not knowledge, the one that deals with actually observing the physical beings, This is also three categories. First, قسم يقصد به النصر والتأييد. Same thing. Aiding and supporting. إنني معكما أسمع وأرى. To Harun and Musa. Musa and Harun عليهم الصلاة والسلام. Verily I am with you. I hear and I see. So here seeing means support. The same way hearing meant support. Good.
وقسم يقصد به الإحاطة والعلم مثل قوله إن الله نعم يعذكم به إن الله كان سميعا بصيرا.
The other kind is the encompassment. Allah عز وجل encompassment and knowledge. This is the similar to the statement of Allah. Excellent is that which Allah instructs you. Indeed Allah is every hearing and seeing.
وقسم يقصد به التهديد.
And a third part which entails threat. The same as سمع. نعم, same thing.
مثل قوله قل لا تعتذروا لن نؤمن لكم قد نبأنا الله من أخباركم وسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله.
Say, make no excuse. Never will we believe you. Allah has already informed us of your news, and Allah will observe your deeds, and so will His messenger. And this is a threat from Allah for the hypocrites who came and gave excuses. بيوتنا عورة. Our homes are unprotected. You know, don't expose me to fitna. One of them came and said, I love women, and if I see the woman of the, you know, the Romans and so on and so forth, I will lose my composure and I can no longer handle myself. Allow me to stay behind. The Munafiqin came with various excuses, right? And so this was a reputation to them. And the Surah At-Tawbah deals a lot with that.
ما نستفيده من الناحية المسلكية في الإيمان بصفتي السمع والرؤية.
The Shaykh said, now what is the practical benefit that we attain from our belief in Allah's hearing and Allah's seeing?
أما الرؤية فنستفيد من الإيمان بها الخوف والرجاء.
الخوف عند المعصية لأذى الله يرانا. First, concerning sight, then what we benefit from in believing in it is fear and hope, which the scholars say these are the two wings by which you fly. If you don't have one of the wings, you're about to crash. So you can make it to Allah, you need to have hope in the mercy of Allah and fear of the punishment of Allah. Too much hope without fear, you're not going to make it. Too much fear without hope, without any hope, you're not going to make it either. So both are essential. And then the heart of that bird is love. You don't want to exclude that. Hope in Allah, fear of Allah, love of Allah. That's the engine that keeps you flying. Otherwise, wings without a pumping heart, you may go straight down. And so may Allah give us the quality of loving Him, so we may attain His love in return. نعم. الخوف عند المعصية. نعم. So you be afraid at the time of disobedience, because you know that Allah sees you. That's, you know, that's enough for a reminder for someone who has a brain, if we do have one. Just, you know, just Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, you consider a situation, you know, handsome young man, he's not married, he got his master, the woman that owns him, he's her slave, she owns him, calling her to him, you know, to him, calling him to herself. I mean, come on, man, as tough as it gets for a man. Yet, he didn't do what most will do today, right? Because, of course, he's afraid and he's ashamed of Allah. How is Allah going to choose you and favor you and give you all these bounties and, you know, and specify you with things which He deprived others, and then you turn around and you do things, something that is not befitting. And so, you know, that kind of understanding, which is what we know as ihsan, to worship Allah as if you can see Him, but if you cannot reach that level, then know that Allah sees you. That means you cannot be in the wrong place when you're not supposed to be there. And you cannot be out or absent from the right place when you're supposed to be there. So anytime there's a place of goodness, then you are there. And anytime there's a place of evil, then you are away. That's what it is.
وَالرَّجَاء عِنْدَ الطَّاعِ لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَانَ.
And also having hope at the time of doing good deed, because Allah sees us. So then fear, when you want to sin, you leave it alone. Hope, when you're doing a good deed, you know that Allah sees you. You're giving a sadaqah to someone, you know that Allah sees you. It's not going to go away. It's not going to go away, inshallah. ولا شك أنه سيثيبنا على هذا. There is no doubt that Allah will reward you with goodness for that. فتقوى عزائمنا بطاعة الله وتضعف إرادتنا لمعصيته. So then our determination to obey Allah will be strengthened thereby, and our determination to disobey Him will be weakened thereby. So you don't, you know, do the same things you would have done. That's as far as seeing. وَأَمَّا السَّمْعُ فَالْأَمْرُ فِيهِ ظَاهِرٌ لِأَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ إِذَا آمَنَ بِسَمْعِ اللَّهِ اسْتَلْزَمَ إِيمَانُهُ كَمَالَ مُرَاقَبَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فِيمَا يَقُولُ خَوْفًا وَرَجَاءً. Similarly, if one concerning hearing, and the Shaykh said the affair is apparent, if the human being believes that Allah hears him, he believes in the quality of hearing, this necessitates, his iman will necessitate that he will be ever watchful over his statements. Also, خوفاً ورجاءً, fear and hope. خوفاً فلا يقول ما يسمع الله تعالى منه من السوء. وعليكم السلام. Fear, he does not say that which he would not want Allah to hear. That which will be evil. He would not want Allah to hear that which will be evil, so he would not say it. Because if you say it, Allah is going to hear it. Allah musta'an. ورجاء فيقول الكلام الذي يرضي الله عز وجل. As for hope, then he will say that which will please Allah Azza wa Jal. That which will please Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, that concludes the qualities of hearing and seeing. And actually, we'll be going to a very sensitive subject matter, which requires me to do some research before I delve into it. And so because of that, I'm not going to do that tonight. Because it needs very accurate translation of the terminology, because the meanings are very close, and so I need to refer to the people of expertise in this field so I may give you the adequate translation for the word, because makr and kaid, and these are very close in meaning, and so we want to make that separation in the English the same way we have it in Arabic to the best of our ability. So I will leave that alone inshallah ta'ala, so I could be better prepared. I didn't think we will, mashallah, finish so much in this dars, but Allah facilitated. So this is why I didn't really prepare for it. And it was also, you know, the lecture on Monday is just in my mind. Not going to be a joke. Allah, I'm standing. I mean, so subhanakallah wa bihamdik, shalallahu ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.